Morning, Boker Tov. I get the money. Today's daf is from Mitzia Daf Nun Ches. Mitzia Nun Ches. I understand you have to leave a little early. We will bleed out to try to make it a little faster for those who have to leave off early. Says the Gemara, bottom of Nun Zayin Ambez. Hashem Rechinam Einei Nishba. Hashem Rechinam doesn't have to swear about the items that were listed in our Mishnah. So the Gemara is bothered specifically about, you're saying by items that are hektish, Hashem Rechinam doesn't have to swear. We have clearly a Mishnah like that. But Minuvi Vestira, Bnei Eir, the people of a city, Shocha Shekleim, that sent their Shkolim, is obviously a Mishnah in Masechet Shkolim. It's actually in the first Mishnah in the second parak of Masechet Shkolim. So the people of the city, they send their Shkolim with like a Shliach. They were setting up to Eretz Yisrael. The Nigdu Vashavtu, and it got lost or it was stolen. In Mishnitma Achuma, if while it was on the way up, it was stolen or lost, but Truma Salishka was taken, so then Nishpon the Gizbarim, they have to swear to the Gizbar that they really gave their Shkolim to the Shliach. They is the Shliach. The Shliach swears to the Gizbar that it was stolen from them or that it was lost, meaning the Shliach is causing a loss to the Gizbar, not so much to the people, because since Truma Salishka was taken, and Truma Salishka works for all the shkolim that are there currently, and all the shkolim that are on their way. So these people's shkolim were included in the Truma Salishka, was included in that giving of shkolim. Therefore, their yaitza, they're not going to have to replace it. So the couriers, the shluchim, they swear to the gizbar. In lav, but if the Truma Salishka didn't happen yet, so now the Bnei Eir are going to have to replace the shkolim. The shkolim Bnei Eir, the couriers swear to the Bnei Eir. The air will then give replacement shkolim. Nimtzu. And if the shkolim are subsequently found, then Aishach Zimra Ganavim, or the Ganavim actually return the shkolim. We say the new shkolim and the old shkolim remain, have a status of shkolim. They cannot say that, oh, we gave a double shekel this year, let's use half towards our shkolim for next year. It doesn't work. Okay, but the main point is the couriers of here, the shluchim, are swearing legabe these monies. They're like Hashem Rechinam on these monies, and they're swearing about that they were stolen from them or was lost from them. Either they're swearing to the gizbar or they're swearing to the ear, depending on the case. But they're swearing. We said in our Mishnah that Hashem Rechinam doesn't swear about hektish monies. Amar Shmuel, Amar Sesh, Shmuel answers, Hacha b'nei sesachar skinam. We're not talking about Hashem Rechinam. We're talking about Hashem b'sachar. And not just Hashem b'sachar. We're talking about a paid worker. It was a worker who was being paid for Nishman l'tascharan. They want to get paid for their work. They want to get paid for their job of shepherding these coins. So therefore, they have to swear in order to collect their money, not because they're swearing to protect themselves from liability for paying up for these monies, but in order to collect their wages for being a nice zacher. Esamar yachin nishman the gizbarim. So then, why they were swearing to the gizbar? If it was a vart of swearing because they wanted to take away the obligation to pay back whoever they owe the money to, it makes sense. They swear to the gizbar when the hektish is losing the money. You swear to the bayir when the bayir loses the money. But if they're only swearing to get their payment, the bayir are the ones paying them. They're not getting paid for hektish. They're getting paid for the bayir. So they should be swearing always to the bayir. What does it mean? You swear to the gizbar. Mar says you're right. In fact, the Bnei Eir should be swearing to the Bnei Eir, not to the Gizbar. Amar Abedavar answers, Nishpah the Bnei Eir b'mam b'gizbar. That's what it means. He's always swearing to the Bnei Eir, but in the presence of the Gizbar. And why would you do that? In order that they shouldn't be considered suspect that they took the money themselves. So they make sure that they don't just swear to the Bnei Eir to get their payment. They will do it in the presence of the Gizbar, so kind of to clean their name. Finami. Or they shouldn't be called Paishim, they shouldn't be called negligence, like Gnev Aveda, even though we said in the past Aveda is closer to Pshia, but it's not Mamish negligence, and therefore in order to avoid that name, that reputation of being negligent, they're swearing to the Bnei Eir, but in the presence of the Gizbar as well, in order that they shouldn't be called negligent, or they shouldn't be suspicious about them. Fine. By the way, that Chiyav Shvua is saying now is only to the Bnei Eir, because they're only swearing to collect their payment. They're not swearing to pat themselves up for paying money. They won't have to pay, they won't have to do that. They don't have a regular din of it's hektish. There's no regular din of a shamer having to swear. Ask the Gemara. It says in the Mishnah, if it was stolen or lost. It doesn't make sense. Hashem b'sachar, if it's my case of Hashem b'sachar, Hashem b'sachar is chayev and gnev aveda. So you're going to say over here that, yeah, but there's hektish, therefore they're not chayev. So still the Mar says, granted that they're not going to have to pay back for what was lost or stolen under their jurisdiction as a Shem Besach, even though no Shem Besach does. But over here, it's hektish, therefore they don't have to pay back. Granted, they don't have to pay back, but a Grammy left said, shouldn't they lose their wages? They're going to get paid wages for being a Shemer when they sort of kind of failed as a Shemer? Yes, the din is that only by a Dover of Chulin do they have to pay up for Gnev Aveda. And by Hekdesh was saying they don't have to pay up for Gnev Aveda, they could be exempt. But you're going to allow them to get paid for it? Still doesn't make sense. The Gemara's that exclamation. Says the Gemara, Amar, Rabbas, Rabbi explains, Nignev Ablis to Mezuyim, of Dushitavis Finas Mayim. We've had this idea multiple times to Masechta. We had a Rebbe Bavakama, that sometimes you have a case of Gnev Aveda that clearly moves over into the realm of Einus. So Gneva means listem, Zuyim, armed robbers, that's Einus. And similarly, Avdu doesn't mean Stam, they lost it. Avdu means Shetava, Tzvinas Biyam, that the ship sank at sea. These are clearly things that they couldn't have stopped, they could have prevented. And therefore, yes, they're entitled to get paid. So not only are they exempt from regular Gneva Veda, because we're talking about Hekdesh over here, but the Chiddush is they can even get paid. They did their part, and therefore they can get paid for their watching. And that's what they're swearing about. That is the Shmuel's Teretz. Rabbi Echad Amar Rechim is a different answer. Answer number two, we're going to have three answers. Answer number two, again, the question is, we said in the Mishnah, you don't swear by Shem Rechinim, you don't swear by Hekdesh. He doesn't have to swear upon himself. Even Shem Zachar doesn't have to do the regular payment of Nei Baveda by Hekdesh. And here we see by Shkalim, it seems like the couriers, they're Shemrim, they have to swear. So answer number one is talking about Shem Zachar, and he's swearing to get his wages. He's not swearing to pater himself. Answer number two, Rechon Amar, Hamanei B'Shimon, Yitzv B'Shimon, Damar, Kashu Shechai B'Chirusa, Yesh L'Mayna, Finish Pan Aleim. B'Shimon holds the famous sheet of B'Shimon, it goes with the sheet of Dover Garland Lamaman. It's Kimam Adami. Even if you don't have to swear by Kachim, but if the person who loses the Kachim, if the person who's missing it has to replace it, like in our case, where the people of the city have to replace the missing Shkalim, so therefore it's Dover Garland Lamaman, since it causes Mammon has a status of Mammon. You don't just view it as Kachim, you view it as regular Mammon because it needs to replace Mammon, and therefore one can be Mechayev Shmua. Normal Kachim can be Mechayev Shua, here you can be Mechayev Shua. Says the Gemara, nice answer for Rabbi Yochanan by a case where the Takat Chayev to replace it. What was that case? Where the Truma wasn't taken yet and it was stolen or lost before the Truma in the Beis HaMikdash was taken on the new Machzor Shekel coins. However, if the Truma was already taken, we said then they're exempt enough to replace it. We still say you have to swear to the Gizbar in that case. Why do you have to swear? No one's paying any money's back. Ha, Tenech. That's all good. If it was lost or stolen before the Truma, Salishka was taken and has to be replaced. So it makes sense, the teretz of Davar Garan Lamaman, of Rav Shimon, that it's Kachem Shechai Bechirusan. B'shedit Shema Truma, Kachem She'enem Chai Bechirusan Anub. However, once the Truma Slishka was taken, again, just we keep referencing it, probably should explain it a little better. Truma Slishka is that three times a year, once is actually right about, once is right around now, in the beginning of the year, they would call out Fanush Golem in the beginning of Adar, and starting the beginning of Nisan would be the new. They would term this. A couple weeks ago, they would be termed the Lishka. They would go to the Lishka where they had the coins, all the shkolim that they gathered, and they would take a truma, take out three baskets full of money in order to use that for the required karbanas, the required things that the Beis HaMikdash needed. The money the Beis HaMikdash needed for the karbanas seber, for the tamidim, and all the like. They would take the money from the Lishka. So they did that three times a year. So once they do a Truma Salishka, any Shkolim that are there already or on their way are included in that Truma and Yoyetza. So those coins that didn't have even made it because they were around the Shas, the Truma Salishka, the people who gave these coins are Yoyetza, even though those coins got lost or stolen. But says the Gemara, in that case, no one has to replace those coins. That's the case we said, no one has to replace the coins. So it's not Dover Hagar and Lamam, it's not Kachru Shechai Bechirusan. So why over there is the courier swearing? Says Gemara, the time you learned, terminal of Val Gavi Val Asalivais, when they took Truma from the Lishka, the Kayan over there does who takes the Truma Salishka, he has in mind the coins that are even lost, those that were collected but didn't yet reach the base of Migdash, and those that have yet to be collected, they're all included. So the once Truma Salishka was done, the Khar they should be exempt. Amar, Ella, and therefore the Shliach shouldn't have to swear at all. Ella Amar Rabbi Lazar, Shavuazu took on his Khamas, so he has the third answer. Simple shvuah. If you're going to let people get off the hook without swearing, then people are going to come to be mezalzel in hektish. They're going to be not going to treat it with the proper alacrity, with the proper care, and therefore, no other people shouldn't be, in this particular case, the shluchim, the courier, shouldn't be lax with hektish. We make them swear if it's lost. So really make it, then they don't have to swear. That's the basic thing of our Mishnah. Hashem Rechinim doesn't swear on hektish. But they made him swear in order to, people shouldn't be so lax with Hekdesh Mammon. Okay. Nais Yisachar in a Bishalim. We said in the Mishnah that a Nais Yisachar, a paid Shomer, doesn't have to pay back for, even though typically a paid Shomer pays for Gnev Aveda, when it comes to Hekdesh, Karka, Shtaras, Avadim, he doesn't have to pay by Gnev Aveda. Time we learned to the Mishnah. Nesach and Mishalim, that's our Mishnah. A Nesach doesn't have to pay on these items from a minion, but a stira from a braisa. Hasech has a parah, one who hires a worker. Lishmer has a parah to watch for him a parah. This is actually a parah, the idea of skiris prelim comes up in a couple of parakov now. But one who hires a worker to watch for him a parah. Lishmer satinik to guard a child. This Lishmer esazraim. So the case over here is, it's not stop a para. What does it mean? He's hiring him to watch a para aduma from becoming pasul. A para aduma is Allah la oil if it doesn't need work, or if it doesn't need work, or there's other psulim that can happen. It's a mum. There's other psulim that can happen to the para aduma. He's hired a worker to protect, to watch this para aduma that it doesn't get a pasul, or to watch the tinnik again. The tinnik, these tinnikas that were raised like in this pure society. Right above where there's no graves and there's no tumma there, and these were the children. Children would go draw the water up for the paradum waters in order to have guaranteed pure waters. So this fellow was hired to watch the par from becoming disqualified, or the child from becoming tummy. Lishav says Rayim, or to watch the grains for the aymer. And Yana the aymer, watch the grains for the aymer, or ain't the carbon that was brought 2 days ago on the 16th. Ain't nice and nice Char Shabbos. The luck is you can't pay these workers for Char Shabbos. Because you're not allowed to pay someone for Shabbos work. The chiddush of Shabbos, is you could be doing a malacha that's mutter. It's not a malacha; it's asar Shabbos. But taking payment for Shabbos work is asar. Rashi in Ksuvas Daf Samach Dalel explains what's the issue of Schar Shabbos taking payment for Shabbos work. The issue is it's a gezeira mishum mekach memkar. It looks like mekach memkar. Taking money for Shabbos work is part of mekach memkar, which is interesting because mekach memkar itself is a gezeira. A gezeira. The basic idea is a gezeira atuksiva. You can come to write Shabbos and have to write. Regular business, most of what we do today, I should say everything, most we do, short of riding and driving in a car, unless you're a tradesman that actually builds things with your hands, you actually do physical labor of building things, that's for sure, that'd be baina, that'd be considered amlach deraisa. But most people, the work they do, unless they're writing with a pen and doing kaisiv, or driving in a car, and maybe you're doing a havara, you're not really doing amlach deraisa on Shabbos. Most business is simply us on Shabbos because of Masla Matan, because of Gzeri, you're going to write up contracts, you're going to write. Well, we're saying Schar Shabbos also, according to Rashi, is lumped together with that general category. It was scared, it's like Mecha Memker, and you'll come to end up maybe writing contracts and the like. That's Rashi for that. Others argue, the Marshagar, as it says, that if you allow a person to benefit from Schar Shabbos, he'll end up being too tempted and may end up being over Melacha Shabbos. Once he could benefit from Schar Shabbos, he may end up going to plow the fields and take money for it. He may end up, doing regular work that's worked at Reisa. Therefore, it's a gzeira. Schar Shabbos also as well. Okay, either way, Schar Shabbos is a gzeira. Question is, why do we get the gzeira? Als Mekha Memka in general, or else other Isser Melachas? Fine. But says the Bryce over here that you don't pay these workers who are watching the Paraduma, watching the grains for Eimer. You don't pay him Schar Shabbos. The Fikach and Chayes Shabbos Alav. Since he's not being paid for Shabbos, then if something happens on Shabbos, he's not Achray. What if he was hired to work for the week, for the month, for the year, for a Shemitah? Then I saw Shabbos, the Fikach Chayes Shabbos Alav. This is a big insight. Then you can pay him even for Shabbos. Why? You don't specify paying him for Shabbos, but Yimavliya. You swallow up the payment of Shabbos in the other day's payments, and therefore it's good. Just to get through a quick discussion about this, Lamaisa, the price we discussed, there's a machlokes whether a Baal Tefila or Baal Tekeah could take wages for doing his work for doing the service for the Tzibur. The Mechaber seems to bring different, he brings different opinions. Some say it's Mutta, some say he shouldn't, some say he won't see some bracha, but the general consensus or the general practice is, I mean, some people talk and don't take money, but most people who do get paid for it, the idea is they're getting paid for other stuff they're doing, other preparation they're doing. So, for example, Yom Ram, very often the one who daven Yom Ram will daven Slichas, will daven the first night Slichas. And not just because it was very nice to have the Baal Tefila for Yom Ram, daven Slichas, it's a way to say that you're being mavliya the Yom Ram payment with the payment of davening Slichas. That's during the week. That's not a problem of schar, of schar for Yom Tov or Shabbos, for davening on Yom Tov or davening on Shabbos. Similarly, Baal Tekeya, he's not being paid for blowing shofar on Yom Tov. He's being paid for the preparation he's doing before Yom Tov to make sure he's able to blow properly on Yom Tov and the like. That's the idea. Waiters, very common, more common. That's just once a year, Yom Tov and the like. Waiters, from waiters that work on Shabbos, they typically, the place can say they should try to do something, bring something to the yol before Shabbos, do some work at the place before Shabbos in order that you can ravliya the schar with Shabbos. That the babysitters, a similar idea. Actually, when we were at Israel, we had, when we first married, we had a babysitter in our building, a nice young Yishan girl was babysitting, and her Bashim Eifin, she never took money for Shabbos, even Mavla. Her father did not let her take, because since we kind of paid her an hourly wage, so even though we would say, well, Mavliya, after Shabbos, but the Matzah Shabbos thing, her father said, no. The father told her that she could still babysit on Shabbos, but she couldn't take any schar. That's the idea of Avla. Okay, but our Gemara is bothered over here. We're saying over here that he's achroi if he gets paid. Lefikach on the last line, achroi Shabbos alav. If you be able to mavli his payment, so he has achroyas. Now we're talking about being achroi lechera for a matter of for being a shemesachem. On matters of kachem over here, l'chari there's grains, there's a parduma. Says Gemara, my lav l'shalim doesn't mean he has to pay for it. L'chari yev hashem b'sachel has to pay for damages that happen to items of kachem. Says Gemara, loy l'hafsas l'chari. No, we mean that it means that he loses his schar. That again, like you said before, we're talking about his payment as a worker, as a shem b'sachel. His payment as a shem b'sachel. We're saying that if he's responsible, then he loses his schar. If something happens, if he's not responsible, then he doesn't lose his schar if something happens. Says Mor Yachi, Reshtan Inachari Shabbos Love. But that was very, it's very good in the Seifa, where we said the Fika Chari Shabbos Love, Achari is on him, means he loses his schar if something happens. But the Reshtan says, Inachari Shabbos Love, Hachraim Lafsi Schari. What does that mean? Inachari Shabbos Love, Lafsi Schar. When we say Shabbos, but the whole point of the Reshtan was that he doesn't get schar Shabbos. Hachari Inachari Shabbos, we said in the Bryce itself, you don't click schar Shabbos, so the Hafsi, Achari Shabbos Love, doesn't mean about his schar. It must mean about what he has to pay. So we see it's a raya that a shem b'sachar would have to pay on kachim. Ishtik, so Rabbi's talking quiet. It's a good time. This price is a good kasha on our Mishnah. Amar lein. And then he said to Rabbi Yisrael Chami, he answered, they asked him, did you hear something about this? Midish Shemila Bach? Amar lein. So Rabbi Yisrael Chami said, Hachem Rishashis, Bishakar Miyadei. Rishashis responded, I told my case, Bishakar Miyadei, Hachem Vachinam Rabbeich, Bishakar Miyadei. Meaning, when the Shemir agreed, he was kind, he made a kinyan to obligate himself to pay, then of course he has to pay. Thomas like, a Shemir doesn't have to pay Shemir Zachar for items of Hekdish, or Vuadin, for Karka, or Avadim, or Shtaras. But if he obligates himself to pay his kind of yadai, then Avadi is going to have to pay. 2 points before we go further on this. It's the same answer. Point of, we'll go backwards. Rabbi Yechon is answering where he made a kinyan there for his chayiv. Taisus just bavarns. If you jump to Taisus, Amr Beich Shkan Miyad, Taisus just bavarns. That we have more elsewhere in this Mesavta coming up in about 40 blot less, 35 blot. The Gemara discusses in Hasoich HaSapoylin that a shamer that says, even though I'm a shamer chinam or shamer zachar, I'm making myself chayav like a shayel. The halacha is he can be chayav b'aintzim. He can make a tenai and make himself chayav b'aintzim by agreeing to be like a shayel. That's a halacha. A shamer chinam was normally pater in aintzim. Pater even gave a veda. He can be chayav in everything if he's masna makes a tenai. They should be like a shayel. And the Mura says, how? What the, how does the obligation take effect? Because he verbally says, I'm going to be a shayel. So Shmuel says, yeah, b'shikana miyadei. He made a ma'aseh kinyan. He did a ma'aseh kinyan. He did an act of kinyan to demonstrate he's going to be a shayel. There's a kinyan that created an obligation to him like a shayel. That's Shmuel. Fine. That's mamash like our Gemara. Problem is, who argues over there in Shmuel? Rabbi Yechon over there says, Rabbi Yechon Amar, afilu te'im according to Yisvis, loikon miyadei, pahu hana, to come emanly gum shabban avshay, simply the hana that you trust him like a shayel, that hana, he's gaimer makin avshay, he makes himself, he's, because now he's a trustworthy guy, so now he's makin himself to be chayiv. So you don't have to make a kinyan, even the hana that you trust him, the verbal equation is enough. Of all people in our Gemara, Beit HaRabbi Yechon be the one to say they need a Mishakana Miyadei. The Chorus is here, Beit HaRabbi says, you don't need Mishakana Miyadei. It's simply a verbal declaration is enough. As I fact, Taisus, the two Rabbi Yechon's own shtim, Steer Rabbi Yechon's answer to Taisus that could be it's different. I'm going to jump into a second time over there, that when he makes himself like a shayel, That makes, that's a stamp of trustworthiness. A person who people lend to, they lend items to and let them use it, that's a stamp of approval of trustworthiness. So, interestingly enough, even though he's a shemrechin, I mean, he's taking on the obligation to be a shayel, if he gets a shame shayel that he's able to borrow, that makes him trustworthy, and that's good for him in the future. He'll be able to borrow from other people. He's considered a trustworthy person, good for his reputation, good for business perhaps, and therefore, there's taka direct benefit over here. He's just becoming a shemrech sachar, on Hektish, to pay Hektish, even though Shem HaSachar and Hektish is Pater, he has to pay Hektish. That's not a major stamp of approval on his reputation, and therefore he wouldn't be Mak himself. That's the Chilutai space between our case and the case over there in on Sadi Ches. One of the points, well, he could have spoken up before already, when we talk about Tzchar Shabbos, so Rav Chaim Brisker has a Lamdash Hezber, he just breaks down that when we say Tzchar Shabbos also, we give two reasons, Rashi, Marshag, whether it's Usr Gzera because of Mechel Memkar, it's Rashi, or Gzera because it may lead to a person doing other malachas. Where's the Isser? Pasha say the Isser is in taking money of Shabbos. There's Isser of Schar Shabbos. Rav Chaim actually learns that the work that you do, even though it's normally a permissible work, you're not doing a shchita, you're not doing a plowing the field, you're not doing a malacha d'oraisa, you're doing something which is etzem permissible. The fact that there's money attached makes that Usr. The fact that there's money attached makes that work itself also. The malacha you're doing, not a malacha deraisa, not one of the lamatas malachas, the work that you're doing, whatever work it is, even if it's somewhat passive, even if it's passive, even if it's just watching something, that the fact that there's money attached makes it usur. And the medayik from this, that something which, even if a person is not proactively doing something, but if there's money attached to it, there's revach attached to it, it makes the whole transaction, it makes it usur. And therefore, they debate that how could a person leave money in a bank where he collects interest, Vayishan bank, totally fine, but how can he leave money in the bank where he collects interest over Shabbos? If he's being paid daily, he's being paid money for every day that is in the bank, L'chari is getting Schar Shabbos. Why is that not an issue of Schar Shabbos? So interestingly enough, Rav Moshe Zatzal had as a shell, it's brought in Chuvas, and the shell brings Gishmak Asvara. The shell brings the shell over there, and Moshe Vista, the shell Asvara, where the shell says the Geisha calendar doesn't go like the Yiddish calendar. It's not first the night, then the day. A Geisha calendar is morning, starts at midnight, goes through day to day, which means every single Friday / Shabbos, when we have Shabbos, there's Friday morning afternoon before Shabbos. And then on Shabbos, there's Matzah Shabbos after Shabbos. So there's day parts of every day that's not considered Shabbos, right, or Yom Tov. And therefore, it shouldn't be a problem of taking Schar Shabbos. But says Rav Moshe, he brings the Svar, and he says the Svar is Richtig. But the problem is going to be that first of all, Yom Tov Shana Shegalias, when you have 2 days Yom Tov in a row, or if you have, very good, or if you have Shabbos that falls out, Yom Tov that falls out on a Friday or on a Sunday, even Eretz Yisrael, where you have two straight days where you don't have that Havla, you don't have that the overlap of Chol Dikah days to attribute the interest to those times. So Amri Ramesha writes, a person should make a cheshbin. It's not practical to make a deal with the bank to not pay interest for those methods. They're not going to make a separate algorithm for those times. What a person should do is he should make sure not to have any enough of the money. How do you make sure not to have any enough of the money? Make a cheshbon of how much interest he made on those days, on the 2 day Yom Tov, on the day there was a day where you have no chel in it. Make a cheshbon of how much interest you make and donate that money to Staka anonymously. No tax receipt. No tax receipts, no name on the wall. So like this, you're not getting any benefit, and that's a way to make sure you don't benefit from that Schar Shabbos. Very interesting tshuva from Moshe. Okay, back in the Gemara. Reb Shimon Eimer. Reb Shimon said, "Katru shechay bechrusan yesh lamayna, shechay bechrusan ein lamayna." So we said in our Mishnah, for Reb Shimon held that Katru b'yachayev to replace. So there's going to be dinai. And over there, and that's when we got this conversation b'chlal about noyna on hektish, noyna on karka, noyna on avodim, noyna on shtaras. So Reb Shimon just says, but if you have to replace it, then there is going to be a dinai b'yachayev because even though it's hektish, it's considered like mumen hedyet because it's a davar in the mumen. They turn a brisa in front of Rav Yitzchak, and Rav Yitzchak seems to be, we're going to read the brisa first, a very cryptic brisa. They turn it as follows. A shamer who swears falsely about kachim that are chayiv to be replaced, he's the shamer swears falsely, it's chayiv and asham. Sha'ani kareb ahen, Hashem Bekichesh, because I read the pasuk of Hashem Bekichesh, he's making a denial in Hashem. So we're talking about by Kachim here, a denial by Kachim, and there is a din of, there's going to be a din of bringing the Hashem Gezelus of swearing falsely and denying possession of an item. It's talking specifically by Kachim. She'enichai Bechurisim Pater. But it's Vaiter by Kachim, but Kachim Nachai Bechurisim, then you are Pater. She'enichai Ben Bamisa Bekichesh, because that's considered as Bamisai, that I denied it by my friend, not against Hashem, and therefore I'm exempt. Now the problem is typically it's the almost opposite. That which is Kachim is would be exempt from the din of Hashem Milos and the swearing falsely, and that which is Bamisa by his friend, he's Chayiv. And that's why with the Moriah, Amalei, Klapilaya, the setup of the member doesn't make sense. You're saying because there's no Chayiv Bechurisim, it's only stealing from his friend, therefore it's not a problem. The explanations you're giving don't jive. The actuality is not so shver. But the wording, the psukim we're bringing, are mamish opposite, right? In the case where there's no chiyav achrayis, what Kachim was losing, you're calling it a kichesh b'amisai. Says the Gemara, if chumistavich be opposite, Amar lei ismei shai erase the b'risa. Amar lei no, Rabbi Zabrapa says don't erase the b'risa. Loi hachi gamar, rather interpret the b'risa as follows: Kachim shachay bechurisin chayiv. Kachim with his chiyav bechurisin, then he's chayiv the ashem. Asham gzeilus, asham for swearing falsely. This rabu be v'ashem v'kichesh. It's included from Hashem v'kichesh. That part's good. V'sheni v'chayv v'chusam pater ma'ayit me'mamisa v'kichesh. Just use these psukim as explaining it the other way. That it's a riboy from Hashem v'kichesh to say yichayev when yichayev v'chusam, and it's a miyit in the case of zochiv v'chusam. It's like the kachim, and it's memuyit because it's not meeting the criteria of. Therefore, you're exempt. So the reason why you're exempt in the second case is because it's not just a denial that was affecting only kachim and you're not chayav bechurisim, and therefore you're patur because it's not a misai. Whereas in the first case where there's a chayav bechurisim, so a head you was going to have to replace it, therefore there would be a chayav over there of asher gezeilus. Rabbi Da'imer, af ha-mecher ban kachim itself, there wouldn't be a chayav. Rabbi Da'imer, af ha-mecher sefer Torah marolius v'heimer, we said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Da'imer held that if one sells jewels or a sefer Torah or as a behema, in the menazon denina. Tanya, read the Emir. Afa mecha sefer Torah in the menazon the fish in kitz the meh, because there's no value for the sefer Torah. Sefer doesn't have a fixed value. It's meaning no matter how much a person overcharges, it makes sense that the sefer Torah could have a value for the person. It could be this person's holiness, his ksav, his parchment, and therefore there's not considered since there's no fixed price. There's no ena. Behema goes in the menazon. Why not? And a behemoth and Margolius says, no, you know, because a person may find a match. He already has one earring. He wants to find a matching jewel, matching diamond. And for him, it's very valuable. And that's the nature of these things. And behemoth also, you may find the right match for it. And therefore, you're going to pay a much higher price. But the Margolius says, that's not a taina. Anything, valoi hakol admasizman. Many products a person wants to pair up, and we say there's still enough. Just because a person wants to pair it up, that shouldn't take away the enough. Rabbi Yehuda will say, yes, you're right. Avani chashivle. These are more chashiv than the person. Avani chashivle. Normally, pairing something up is not the most chashiv thing to him. In these cases, it's more important to pair it up, and therefore, there is not going to be enough because any price kind of makes sense. Vatkama, the Rabbi still says, until how much? Okay, you tell me there's no enough. Fine, but tell how much? Meaning, there's no enough sixth. There's no regular ina, but there must be an amount that leads to ina, which is interesting. The first of Madayik, we didn't ask this kasha by karka. We didn't ask kasha for by karka. So remember, we had a fundamental machlekes, whether ina by karka is bechlal, Ramam Shita, or yeshina by karka is if you go over double. We didn't ask about kama. We did have a gemara that sounded like Taisus earlier. We had a gemara the other day that seemed like that when you overcharge by enough, even by karka, it's chaser. And we said that's right, the Tosfos, that we overcharge by double, that it is chaser. But over here, the Gemara is asking a question, which seems to be, the Gemara didn't ask exactly, if I'm not mistaken, the Gemara didn't ask it directly. By karka, Tosfos will learn that in Achami, Rabbi Yehuda, when he says the lashon of af, these cases also have din, that there's no ayna, that even though there's no ayna, there is ayna. We're going to say by double, so too karka is the same, it's all included in Rabbi Yehuda's af. Says the Gemara, v'ad kama, amar meimer, ad kedei demeim. Until double their value, that's not enough. Once it's double the value, this is going to be enough even over here. Tanya, you never say, Aimer, Afa Mechasus, Vasai, Vechitam, Vechitam, Mechama. Someone who sells a horse, sword, or shield during war, these items are priceless. Ainam, I know, there's no Ainam, Meshachim, Chaynafish, because it's life saving tools, and therefore there's no Ainam. Now we're going to switch briefly in this Mishnah to the end of the discussion today. We're going to carry it tomorrow as well, onto a different type of Ainam, namely Ainas Devarim. And that's from these aina of words. It's really totally different. Aina of money is kind of cheating. Aina of tefarim is just improper talk to someone. But we're going to segue into that topic. Kshem the psukim really discuss both over there. Kshem aina mecha memkar. Just like there's an isra aina of mecha memkar kach aina bedvarim. There's an isra of aina with one's words. We've been teaching aina again as like cheating or like defrauding. That doesn't really fit by aina of tefarim. Aina of tefarim just means. It just means wronging someone with his words. So first of all, shouldn't say to his friend, how much is the chafetz? Wait a minute, you shouldn't give him full soaps. Go to a storekeeper and say, how much is this item? What does it cost? Walk into the store. You know, we call today window shopping. But window shopping, where you may actually buy something, is one thing. Window shopping as a sport is fine too, as long as you're not giving the owner full soap. If you're doing an environment, spending, taking their time and asking them questions, or do you sell this product? When you have no intention of buying it anyway, or you know he doesn't sell this product, that's just going to make the guy feel bad. Anyway, about tshuva, if a fellow is about tshuva, don't say to him, remember your old deeds. Remember the deeds of your forefathers. Like the Pasuk says, don't be ma'ana le'sayna, don't wrong a ger. Tanabam. Listen, it's just a piece the Pasuk says a person shouldn't be ma'ane his friend, but not tvarim, because not so one has tvarim. Ata imer, but not tvarim, that Pasuk is not tvarim, and not tvarim, maybe that Pasuk is also tvarim, kishoyim, if you chisim, can remember that mesecha, can remember that mesecha. The Pasuk we've been quoting from Blad already about the din of Enos Maman. Pari Enos Maman Amr, so Enos Maman already has a Pasuk. Hamani Makayim, listen, it's just a mise. So what do I do with the Pasuk of a son is just a mise, but not tvarim? That's so one has tvarim. Ha Ketan, what's an example of this? The Brisa continues. Imayim Baal Tshuva, like our Mishnah, Al Yemel Lezuchar Maaseh Chavishayim, remember your earlier deeds. Imayim Ben Gerim, Al Yemel, don't say to him, Al Yemel Lezuchar Maaseh Vesech, look at the deeds of your forefathers. Imayim Ger Ubalum Etera, if he's a Ger, he's coming to the Torah, Al Yemel, don't tell him, Pesha Achal, a mouth at eight, Nevelos, Trefish, Katsim, Ramasim, a mouth at eight, all these Isurim. He's going to learn Torah that was said in Piyakvura for the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does that such a mouth fit? It's a terrible thing to say to a person who is a ger, making him feel uncomfortable. Am I Yisurim Ba'anun Lav? If someone is suffering Yisurim, am I Yichalam Ba'anun Lav? Or he's sick? Am I Aisha Mekaber Espanav? Or he never buried his children? Al Yermelei Kedech Shomelei L'Chaver Yiv. Don't say to him like the Yiv's friend said to him, which is what? Halei Yirascha Kisilcha, Tikvascha, the same Drechecha, Zacharna mi Hunak Yavad. Could it be that your fear of Hashem, how could it give you hope? And do you recall that someone that was, do you ever recall someone that was innocent and that got lost without remembrance? Meaning, you know, if you're getting punished, it must be that you deserve it. That you deserve it. Must be you're not really innocent. That's a terrible thing to say to someone who's suffering a surim or suffering from illness. Imhayu chamar mevakshin tzvu menu. If there's donkey drivers and they were looking for some work, some grains that they can schlep to make some parnasa. Leim lem luchu etz aplani shumech tzvua v'yedei b'shlem achamayim. Don't send them. Go to that guy. I want to feel like a good person. I'm trying to help. Go ask that guy. Maybe he can help you. That guy never sold weed in his life. You're just sending him off to someone else. You're not giving them any useful help or advice. That's also enos tvarim. Rabbi Daimer. A person shouldn't put his eye in a mekach when he can't pay for it. Shouldn't go and hover around an item that's for sale if he's not going to be able to pay for it, not going to be able to buy it, because he's just giving false hope to the to the storer. Which is interesting. What Yehuda's case is, that's the first case where it wasn't a yamer. There's no deeper there. It was simply. Giving false hope without verbal, and also a problem. Anything which is masalev, meaning Mar just points out that the whole idea of what a person's deeper intentions are in all these cases are not clear. Maybe he meant it ernst, maybe he didn't. This thing which is masalev, only the person himself in his heart knows whether he's stam fooling someone, stam chapering them, or he means it seriously. And whenever you have something which is masalev, nemar bayv yiris melekecha, pasuk says melekecha. That's what it says over there of al seinu, but the pasuk of al seinu leseinu just amisei yiris melekecha, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's in a person's heart. Last lines, amar becham b'shem b'shem yichai, gadol einas tevarim einas maman. The einas tevarim is worse than einas maman. Shesei nemar bayv yiris melekecha, v'selei nemar bayv yiris melekecha. By einas tevarim it says yiris melekecha, whereas by einas tevarim, by einas maman it doesn't say yiris melekecha. It's worse also because this is with yourself, it's with your essence, your body, and this is with your mammon. an honest woman, you can pay back. If you cheated a guy to defraud a woman, you can pay back. With an honest farm, you can't give back those words, you can't take back those words, you can't take back that pain, and therefore, three different explanations why Ainas Devarim is worse than Ainas Mammon. The Mefarshim do discuss, if someone's chappering you, what you're allowed to do back? If someone is fleeing and chappering you, are you allowed to respond in kind? Of course, it's always better not to if you can, but and a love made all of him is always better, but the Pashto says, if one is being chappered, if one's being pushed, he doesn't have to make himself into a punching bag and not answer back, then he would be able to answer back to defend himself. But short of that, the therapist has to be very careful with the words. We're going to continue with these ideas of being very careful with harming someone with one's words, embarrassing someone. That'll be tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Have a wonderful... Actually, we'll do it later today. Sorry. Let's do it later today, Erev Shabbos. Let's have a second shiur. Let's do it regular. We want to do 4:30 again? 4:30?